One of the great events is the Scone Horse Festival. And the reason I look forward to it every year is because of the Benguela Scone Charity Rodeo, which, if you've never been before, it's one of the greatest rodeos you'll ever see. Joining us to have a chat about it is Jade Smith. Jade, how are we doing, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How's it all coming along for this year's event?
Yeah, no, we're certainly starting to ramp up a bit now. It's a couple of weeks away and getting very close, but all very excited and, looking forward to another great event for the town, hopefully.
It's over 2 days. You've got the juniors on the Friday, as always.
Yeah, that's correct. So we have a junior rodeo on the Friday afternoon at 5:30. There you'll see all the kids from 18 and under, and they'll compete in steer riding and mini bull riding, and then they'll also be junior breakaway roving and a lot of barrel racing. So the kids certainly don't miss out, and they'll have their go there on Friday afternoon.
What age groups is that for?
So they start from 8 years old, so from 8 to 11, 11 to 14, 14 to 18, and they split up in their respective events. And they've got a good chance to get amongst it and get some points for their end-of-year titles. The kids certainly love it, and there is kids there that chase titles and go to a lot of rodeos every weekend, and then obviously we get some local kids that they want to have a ride at their local rodeo, there'll be plenty of entries in the junior rodeo on Friday, that's for sure.
Mate, it's been going for a long time now. I imagine you've probably seen a few kids graduate from junior to the open rodeo on the Saturday.
Yeah, certainly have. Look, there's a guy that comes to mind straight away is a guy named Chris Wilson. I mean, Chris is a local kid here in Scone and come right through from riding junior potty calves and up to the steer ride, and now he's probably one of the best open bull riders in the country. He's had a bit of an injury the last few weeks, but leading up to that, he won about six bull rides in a row, and he won one of the richest bull rides in Australia down at Wollongong only about a month ago. So he's a great example of one of the local kids coming through, and he's won a world championship as a junior over in Vegas, and Scone's pretty proud to call him one of our own. So, but yeah, that's an example of someone coming through the ranks and making it to the top.
Well, I hope he's fit and ready for the open rodeo event that's going to be on the Saturday. What can we expect on the big day?
Yeah, no, you'll be able to see every open event in the rodeo scene, everything from steer wrestling, barrel racing, breakaway roping, and then, of course, your saddle bronc riding and bareback and bull riding. I mean, they're the three rough stock events that turn everyone's heads. We've got a really good lineup of bucking stock this year, and we have gained a lot of extra competitors coming from Queensland and down south this year, especially in saddle bronc riding. Saddle bronc riding in Australia is probably the strongest it's ever been at the moment. So we're really looking forward to getting a few of those competitors come and join us. And the stock will be there, in high quality to sort of match those guys. And we put the prize money up a bit this year too, so that they're all sort of chasing that. So we're really looking forward to some really good competition.
Is it too late for anybody to enter? Or are you still taking entries right up until the day?
No. So entries will open this week. They'll open on Tuesday, and they've got the rest of the week to enter.
Right.
That gives us a sort of week or so. They'll shut off. They'll shut off the end of next week, and then that way we'll know how many entries we've got for the junior rodeo and the senior rodeo, and then that's when we start working out our stock and what we need to get them right to have them ready to go the next weekend.
So you got the junior rodeo on Friday, the 6th of May, starts at 5:30. Then the open rodeo on the 7th, on the Saturday, the main performance from 5:30. But it doesn't end there. You got something special after the event too.
Yeah, Hurricane Fall. They're a great band from down Newcastle way. They're rocking it out up at the Country Music Festival at the moment, and they're really keen to come down and entertain us after the rodeo. So certainly should be good to finish off, hopefully, a successful night inside the arena, and then outside the arena we can all have a drink and tell each other how good we were on the night and celebrate listening to a bit of Hurricane Fall.
And, of course, it's going to be at White Park Arena, which means not that we want adverse weather, but even if it sprinkles a little bit, everyone's still going to be having a great time.
Certainly, yeah, great arena there, and got the roof over us there, and there'll be plenty of food stalls, and bar will be open, and a few kids' rides and things like that. So, no, it's a family-friendly event. And in between our first performance at midday on a Saturday and then the 5:30 performance, we have what we call a Build a Cowboy. So we get all the kids inside the arena, and that's their chance to learn how to swing a rope or have a go on a bucking machine or steer wrestling machine, and they get to meet some cowboys and cowgirls and get autographs and photos. And there'll be a heap of giveaways and things like that. So all kids are welcome, and, hopefully it's a good family-friendly event for the day.
It'll be brilliant. Are there any sponsors you'd like to give a thanks to, mate?
Oh, Ben Geller are sensational. They've been behind us now for the last couple of years, and we've got a really good relationship with those guys, and you know, they're a really community-based business, and yeah, we can't thank Ben Geller enough for what they do for us at Scone.
You want to organise your tickets for the Ben Geller Scone Charity Rodeo, you can go to trybooking.com, or it's pretty easy to find just the Facebook page. Just look up 2022 Ben Geller Scone Charity Rodeo. Jade Smith, well done organising it as always, and thank you very much for joining us to tell us all about it.
Thanks for having me, mate.